The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
A lot of times when we're stuck at a stoplight, stuck in traffic, our mind tends to wander. We fiddle around on our phone, we listen to the radio, we change the radio dial. I just tend to look around me and check out my surroundings, always watching what's going on. But the other day I was looking at the car in front of me, and it was an older car, not that old though, I don't think, and it had a metal plate from one of the local car dealers. And it made me remember back in the 60s and 70s when every car came off a dealership lot with one of those metal plates right above the bumper that had the name of the car dealership on it. And after that, well, I guess the metal plates got a little too expensive. People didn't like having them on there. So they started replacing them with stickers. Now, there are still dealerships who put stickers on cars these days, but not as many. In fact, the first thing I do if there's a sticker on the back of my car, it gets removed. I'm not giving them any advertising that they're not paying for. I kind of forgot how we once had an advertising medium that I guess nobody uses anymore. I don't know how much it costs to put a metal plate on the back of a car telling us where you bought it, but it reminded me of those not necessarily good old days, just the different old days.